WikiLeaks superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are? WikiLeaks superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. I'm your host, Ricky Lee Travolta. If you are ever outside the broadcast area, you can always stream the show or listen to us as a podcast at huntleyradio.com. The Arcata Theater in St. Charles is gaining a huge reputation as one of the premier rock and roll venues in the greater Chicagoland area. Coming Friday, June 3rd, is a really special show. Steven Adler, the Grammy-nominated drummer, formerly of Guns N' Roses, will be bringing his amazing band Adler's Appetite to the Arcata Theater. And let me tell you, this 900-seat theater is the ideal size for enjoying Adler's Appetite's high-energy brand of rock and roll. Now today, I have the great honor of interviewing Steven, but first, let me set the stage and give you a little background. Steven Adler burst to fame in the 1980s as the drummer of the platinum-selling band Guns N' Roses. Graduating from the Sunset Strip that saw the successful launch of such artists as Motley Crue, Poison, Van Halen, Quiet Riot, and Rat, Guns N' Roses released their breakthrough debut album, Appetite for Destruction, in 1987. The first single off that iconic album was Welcome to the Jungle.
Welcome to the
Steven Adler is bringing to the Arcata Theater in St. Charles on June 3rd takes the name Adler's Appetite. Not only do they play some great originals, they also pound out GNR and other classic rock tunes. In terms of originals, one of my favorite Adler Appetite songs is Fading from the EP Alive.
The lights go down in another town as the music echoes through the night. Another stage, another sold out crowd. Something just don't feel right. It gets so lonely here sometimes. Wishing you were here.
You're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. If you're out of the broadcast area, you can always stream the show at huntleyradio.com. You can also go to huntleyradio.com to listen to past episodes as podcasts. Adler's Appetite, the hard rock band featuring Steven Adler, formerly of Guns N' Roses, is coming to the Arcata Theater in St. Charles on June 3rd. It promises to be a high-energy show that will leave you breathless. For ticket information, call 630-962-7006. 800-800-8800 or visit arcadalive.com. Joining me now is rock icon Steven Adler. Adler's Appetite will be coming to the Arcata Theater on June 3rd. You and Adler's Appetite have a reputation of always putting on an amazing show. Can you tell us a little bit about the current lineup of Adler's Appetite?
Well, yes. Hi, everybody. How are you? who I got going on? Michael Thomas on lead guitar, AJ McCreed on guitar. The bass player is to be announced. And I got Ari Kuman from straight out of Argentina singing for everybody.
Now, I understand that there is an interesting story behind how you met Ari and brought him into the band. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, it was a wonderful night. I was out in Argentina playing a couple songs with GNR, and a friend of my wife's has a club out there called the Roxy, and I said, get everybody together and let's just have a party after the show. And we had an amazing party after the show. It's all on video.
Cool. Is it like on YouTube?
Yeah.
Fantastic. I will have to look that up. So Ari's at the party with you. And what happens? He just starts singing?
That's all he had to do. The first word he sang, I was a holy Moses. This guy's amazing.
And how did you convince him to come to the States?
It was not difficult whatsoever.
He's like,
you want to come out here and do some shows? And he's all, of course.
Hey, I get to work with Steven Adler, the legendary Steven Adler. Of course he's going to say yes.
Oh, yes. He's the MVP every night.
Now, for this current tour, you're playing a mix of classic metal and hard rock songs and some Adler Appetite originals. What are some of your favorite songs to play to the live audiences?
Well, I of course the GNR songs, but I really enjoy and love seeing the crowd get into the songs from my album Adler Back from the Dead.
And what
we do two or three Adler Back from the Dead songs in our set, and people don't even realize it's something different. They think it's the same music I've been playing.
Man, and I understand Ari just has this phenomenal voice. He can do Axl better than Axl.
Well, Axl is the king.
Okay,
so.
Okay.
We'll call Ari the prince.
Very
of,
good.
Of the voice.
Now, you are a Grammy-nominated songwriter and recording artist.
I am?
Yeah, that's what I understand.
From what song? I want to know, because I want a Grammy.
Well, I said Grammy-nominated, not Grammy-winning.
Well, hey, I want a certificate, something to hang on the wall.
Okay, I'll draw one up on the computer
so
and send it to you. So what's your songwriting process like with Adler's Appetite?
It was just like with GNR. It just flowed. Everything just happened. We did not have to overexert ourselves thinking about what should we play, how should it sound. It just happened. It was very magical. You listen, if you can, play a couple of the songs from the Adler record.
Fantastic.
And you'll see. I personally think that is the best record out of all five of us.
Well, that is high praise.
Isn't it? That's how good I feel about it.
And what makes it stand out? What is so outstanding about this album above all the others?
I had so much fun doing it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was so exciting. I mean, I couldn't wait to go to sleep to wake up so we go back to the studio again. And Jeff Pilson, from Dokken, and he's a Foreigner bass player. He's the producer, and he played bass on the record. It's just amazing. It was just so much fun. The way it is supposed to be when you're recording music.
Is music still fun for you after all you've accomplished?
I practice all day, every day. It's not practicing. It's just I enjoy it so much. I get such a high off of it. And playing live, it's even a bigger high, especially when people are singing along to the songs.
Now, in terms of sounding great on stage, it all comes down to the equipment. you know, in addition to the hours and hours of practice that you put in. Now, for this tour, you're playing soul tone cymbals and DW drums. Why did you select those particular, that gear?
Well, soul tone, out of all the cymbals that I've played throughout the decades, soul tone is the cleanest, crispiest sound it cuts. And they have this new thing where they're, where my cymbals are custom, and they're painted on top. If you go on my Instagram or Real Stephen Adler, you can see that those cymbals, they're just amazing looking and sounding. And DW is just the best. They just are. That's a fact.
Now, you've also embarked on creating artwork inspired by your music that people can see and inquire about purchasing at stephenadlerart.com. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got started creating these limited edition collector's pieces?
Wow. You know, I never thought I would have an art collection or a book, but it was just an extra plus for me. And making the art is really, all I did was play with laser drumsticks, colored laser sticks, and I play each song from Appetite, and it's so beautiful. You go on to Real Stephen Adler, and you can see it. And we don't have that many left, but you got to check it out. It's all GNR songs.
Chicago loves Stephen Adler, so it is always a treat when you and Adler's Appetite come to town. We'll be looking forward to seeing you June 3rd at the Arcata Theater. Where is the best place for people to keep up with you online? Where can they always get the best news?
I guess Real Stephen Adler.
Fantastic. Well, we look forward to seeing you at the Arcata. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Dude, I want to know, where's the best deep dish pizza to get by the Arcata Theater?
Ooh, in St. Charles.
I gotta have some deep dish pizza. I'm going nuts over here. I haven't had a good pizza in a year or more.
You know, the best pizza, come a little early and go to Gino's East. It's not in St. Charles, so come a little early so you can go to Gino's East, but that's the best deep dish in Chicago.
Yes. I can't wait. I'm starving. So I get to eat good and play some great rock with a bunch of great people. Loving it.
And we love you, Stephen. So we are looking forward to seeing you. And I'll be at that show myself.
Good. I can finally give you a hug.
There we go, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
Take care, brother. Thank you.
The title track to Adler's Appetite's EP Alive is a song that never gets old. You can hear the sweat as Stephen Adler pounds out his trademark drum sound.
Yeah!
You've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. My guest today has been Steven Adler, who was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with Guns N' Roses in 2012. Now, Steven is bringing his band Adler's Appetite to the Arcata Theater in St. Charles on June 3rd. It promises to be one of the best hard rock shows in the area. For ticket information, call 630-962-7000 or visit arcatalive.com. Steven Adler has created some great music with a number of artists. One of his biggest hits of his career was Paradise City with Guns N' Roses.